Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring the top Billboard Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson, the Commodores, the Spinners, Lionel Richie, the Isley Brothers, Boyz II Men, the Jackson 5, and the Four Tops. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature the top Billboard Motown artists.
We'll be right back.
Motown Mummy from the Commodores. The Commodores was the 99th top Billboard Motown artist, and that was Machine Gun, their first top 40 song, instrumental. Lionel Richie played the saxophone on that song, and it reached number 22 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1979. And we started with Smokey Robinson, the 175th most popular Billboard Motown artist, with Just to See Her, and they reached number 8 from 1987. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Allen. And during this hour, we're featuring the top Billboard Motown artists, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up, the Spinners, only one of two 45s that reached top 40 on the Motown record label. It's a Shame. Well, It's a Shame was co-written by Stevie Wonder, his wife Sarita Wright, and Lee Garrett, and it was produced by Stevie Wonder as a single for the Spinners. The single became the Spinners' most popular single on the Motown record label since they had signed with the company in 1964, and it was also their biggest hit in a decade. Well, the lineup of the Spinners included original members Paris Jackson, Henry Farnborough, Billy Henderson and Billy Smith, and lead vocalist G.C. Cameron. The quintet recorded the single in 1970. Well, the song, which is about a man who complains about a lover's messing around on him, became a huge hit for the group, reaching number 14 in the Billboard Hot 100 charts and number 3 in the Rhythm and Blues Singles charts. The song was the first song that Stevie Wonder produced for another act by himself. Well, 2 years later, the Spinners would leave Motown for a contract with Atlantic Records on the advice of fellow Detroit native Aretha Franklin, who was also an artist on that label. Well, G.C. Cameron was having an affair with Gwen Gordy, who was the sister of Motown founder Berry Gordy, so he decided to stay with Motown, and the group hired Cameron's cousin, Felipe Wynn, to replace him. Later, G.C. Cameron moved with the Gordys to Los Angeles and stayed with Motown for over a decade. Well, here are the Spinners. It's a Shame right here on Motown.
It's a shame. It's a shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. I'm sitting all alone by the telephone waiting for your call. When you don't call at all, it's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame. Child and play on a sunny day. Fresh your flavor and then you throw it away.
Out here, me and you. We
Brothers, the 69th most popular Billboard Motown artist, and that was I Guess I'll Always Love You, reaching number 61 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1966. Before that, Lionel Richie, the 86th most popular Billboard Motown artist, and that was Love Will Conquer All, reaching number 9 from 1986. And we started with the Spinners, known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners, and It's a Shame, number 14 from 1970. The Spinners were the 90th most popular Billboard Motown artist, and that song was both written and produced by Stevie Wonder. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring the top Billboard Motown artists. Well, coming up, the 57th most popular Motown artist, Boyz II Men, and I'll Make Love to You right here on Motown Memories.
Close your eyes, make a wish, and blow out. Tonight is just your night. We're gonna celebrate all through the night. Pour the wine, light the fire. Girl, your wish is my command. I submit to your demands. I will.
Battle. all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
The 49th most popular Billboard Motown artist with Something About You, and that reached number 19 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965. Before that, the Jacks had 5, the 55th most popular Billboard Motown artist with Hallelujah Day, and that reached number 28 from 1973. And we started with Boyz II Men, the 57th most popular Motown artist, and I'll Make Love to You, number 1 from 1994. Well, this half hour will feature some great Motown artists, and we're counting down the top Billboard Motown artists. Coming up after the break, more top Billboard Motown artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.